Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tech alum Joey Weaver, who joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. He, of course, is part of SB Nation, hosts the ACC basketball podcast at BC Podcast ACC. Joey, welcome to the show.
John Hugh, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. You know what? We were listening to that Paul Johnson cut. Does it sound to you like it does to me, like Coach Johnson has a little bit of something up his sleeve for Georgia?
He always tends to. I mean, it's kind of funny. When he first got to Georgia Tech, coming off of Army-Navy, I don't know that he fully grasped what this rivalry was. Army-Navy tends to be a much more respectful and appreciative rivalry than this one tends to be. And over the years, I think you've seen him find ways to pull rabbits out of the hat. I mean, you look at the game-winning play in Athens a couple of years ago. That was something I don't know I've ever seen him run, but had that one ready and ready to try to deploy it as necessary. So, yeah, I'm expecting to see a couple things that we haven't seen, at least in a while, if not ever, in an effort to get the win here in a rivalry.
Talking with Joey Weaver, at the beginning of the year, you and I, Joey, were talking about Georgia Tech and about how we thought they would be sneaky good and could – actually find their way, because they weren't predicted to be all that high, but we thought that they could find their way into the ACC title game, which they almost did, and we thought that they could be an 8-9 win team. At 1-3 coming out of the Clemson game, nobody believed that, except maybe the Georgia Tech players themselves and Paul Johnson, and yet here they are, here we are, 7-4 with a chance to be an 8-9 win team.
Yeah, absolutely, and you think about it, how close they really were. They were a 5-point loss to Pittsburgh away from winning the division and already having 8 wins, all else equal. Really, it's been an impressive turnaround by this team since they lost to Clemson and fell to 1-3. Really thought they might be dead in the water, might be missing a bowl game for the second straight year, and instead they've kind of ripped off 6 of 7 wins here. Really impressive what this team has done. I think they've really leaned on their seniors in a lot of ways, and they've gotten a lot of really good leadership in the locker room. I think one of the big things that's changed, too, really two big things. One is the offensive line getting healthy and making a couple of personnel changes there. They've been a lot more effective here down the stretch. And then the defense, as they've been in the new scheme under Nate Woody, it's taken them a little bit of time, but you've seen them grow and improve every single game. I was really impressed at some of the halftime adjustments they made this weekend against Virginia, really not causing the offense for Virginia a lot of problems in the first half, and then come out after halftime and only gave up 6 points the rest of the way. So the offensive line and the defense, I think, have been a couple of the two really big reasons that they have really been able to turn it around here in the second half.
When you look at this team, and you talk about the offensive players, what's going on at the quarterback position between Tre'Quan Marshall and Tobias Oliver? I mean, what is Coach doing there? Because, you know, 1 week Tobias was the starter, and Tre'Quan started last week. So what is the thinking behind that, you think?
Where that kind of came from in mid-year was Tre'Quan not really being healthy. He seemed a little bit a step slower than usual and just a little less effective. And so he was, I think, trying to go for the healthy player, and where you really saw that the coming out party was against Virginia Tech. And so I think that was also a bit of a scheme design thing, that Tobias has a couple of strengths that maybe Tre'Quan doesn't in terms of running in traffic up the middle. They have just kind of gone back and forth between them and kind of rode the hot hand, so to speak. This is something you saw him do a few years ago with Vad Lee as a freshman and Tevin Washington. I'm curious to see. I thought we were going to see maybe a little more Tobias Oliver against Virginia than we did. I expect that we're going to see him some against Georgia here. But overall, these quarterbacks, I mean, as much as that tends to be somewhat of an ego-driven position, you know, guys that are the starter, they don't want to be supplanted, especially by the redshirt freshman, you know, versus the senior. These guys have handled it really well, and they were supporting each other. I mean, you could see them down on the bench this past weekend. They were really supporting each other. There's no ego there. All they want is to win, and whatever that means, they're willing to do. So really been impressed with how these two young men have handled this situation. And I'm curious to see how this kind of unfolds against Georgia, as you might see a little more of Tobias Oliver than we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
You're talking with Joey Weaver of SB Nation. A lot has been talked about with Tobias Oliver and Taquan Marshall, and rightfully so. And Hugh has discussed this at length, too, on the show. But you know what? I want to give some credit to some of the running backs at Georgia Tech. I mean, this is a team that lost Mills, who ends up leaving the program, and then Gervonta Benson steps in, has a huge year, and then he gets injured for the season. And you have to have that, you know, talk about the Falcons and next man up. Georgia Tech has next manned up that both their A and B backs to the point where these guys, whoever stepped into that role, has been effective.
Well, and don't forget that you had Marcus Marshall transfer as right. Well. I mean, you should be talking about a 1-2-3 B back depth right now of Dedrick Mills, Marcus Marshall, and Gervonta Benson, and none of them are out there. It's really been an impressive effort from Jordan Mason and Jerry Howard this year, picking up that load. Jerry played a little bit as a freshman last year and showed a lot of potential, and I think he could be a really good player for them. It really almost begs the question of moving into next year, how do you get all three of those guys on the field when Gervonta Benson is back and healthy? Those guys have been pretty effective. Jordan Mason in particular has had a couple of really good games and seems to be a very physical runner. I think he could be really good on the outside if you moved him to an A-back or something, but they'll have to sort that out in the offseason. But they've been really impressive, again, as guys that weren't necessarily supposed to be playing at this point. What they've been able to do and how seamlessly both of them have been able to work with both quarterbacks, I think, is something that has to be noted as well. I mean, that's a very timing and rhythm-based position that it's kind of hard to swap guys in and out, especially at both positions at the same time. And that they've been able to be that effective, I think, is very impressive and speaks to a good coaching job by Craig Candido.
When you talk about this defense with Georgia Tech, who has been the defensive standout for you this year?
I've been really impressed with Henri St. Amour. We talked about him when we talked earlier this season about how he could really have a breakout year, and he's been so good for this team. He's really been a force up front on the defensive line. He's been their best pass rusher for a lot of the year. He's had a couple of really heads-up plays, too, making the interception that sealed the UNC win. He also tackled Bryce Perkins last week to set up that field goal in overtime that Virginia missed and kind of won that game. He's been a huge standout player and really has made a name for himself, I think, a lot more than the previous years since he's been at Georgia Tech. So I've been really impressed with him. Beyond that, it's been really impressive seeing a breakout year from redshirt freshman Trace Willing at cornerback. He's had his ups and his downs, but his ups have been really impressive. And thinking that you've got another 2 to 3, maybe 4 years of him on the roster, I'm really impressed with him and curious to see what he can give you down the stretch.
Joey Weaver from SB Nation. The site is fromtherumbleseat.com, fromtherumbleseat.com. Hey, Joey, one final question for me in regards to Georgia. This is kind of the tweener year in respects to Georgia. This was supposed to be the year. They come off that incredible year where they maybe should have, could have won the national championship with that great senior team. And then this was kind of the reset year in terms of going forward because of the great recruiting classes at Kirby Smart. And we all expected that beginning next year, Georgia's there. They're there with Alabama. They're there with Clemson as a program. They are going to be a year-in, year-out contender under Kirby Smart. But this year, if you had taken a step or two back, you would have said, okay, fine, if you're a Georgia fan. But they haven't really. I mean, suddenly, they're 10-1. Suddenly, they have a chance to win a national championship in this tweener year, and a lot of that is due to the fact that they lost Chubb and Michelle and replaced them with Swift and Holyfield, not even Zeus, but Swift and Holyfield have become a 1-2 punch that might be the best 1-2 running back punch in the entire nation.
Yeah, they've been really good for Georgia this year. I'm with you. I thought that this was going to be maybe a bit of a reset year and it'd fall all the way to, what, 9-3 or something, but they haven't. They've been really dominant. It's interesting to me. I look at how that offense matches up against Georgia Tech's defense, and I almost feel a little bit better about Georgia Tech trying to defend the run here. They've been better at run defense than pass defense this year. I expect that there's going to be a couple of big plays that they're able to rip off, especially DeAndre Swift has some real home run speed. So if you miss a couple of tackles on him, I mean, that's going to be 6 points. But Georgia Tech has done a decent job of defending the run all year, and then the question becomes how effective is the play-action pass coming from Jake Fromm? He's been really effective so far, and so it's I don't love this matchup. You know, I again, I'm with you. I thought that this was going to be maybe a bit of a reset year for Georgia, but it hasn't quite been as much of a reset as we thought. And Georgia in position, I'm a little bit skeptical that they're national title contenders this year. I do think that they are maybe a bit of a step back from last year's team, but at the same time, I mean, it's not really a knock on them. I think they're very clearly a top 10 team in the country, and at that point, that's always going to pose a major threat or a major challenge for Georgia Tech.
Joey, from therumbleseat.com, Joey Weaver, thanks much. Do appreciate it. Look forward to the game on Saturday.
You're the man, Joey. Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you happy Thanksgiving as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.